Welcome to the James River Church podcast. You're about to hear another inspirational message from Pastor John Lindell. It's our prayer that this message is an encouragement and blessing to your life.
Wow, what a great Vision Sunday so far. You know, and really what Vision Sunday is about is just answering that question, what is God doing? And that's an important question. We know that God is doing something. The question is, what is He doing? Can we see it? Because in Proverbs chapter 29 and verse 18, it says this, if people can't see what God is doing, they stumble all over themselves. But when they attend to what He reveals, they are most blessed. And then Isaiah chapter 43, verse 19, behold, I'm doing a new thing. You know, God likes to do new things. You read through the Bible, you see over and over again as He talks about new things. When we get to heaven, one of the things that's going to be very, very wonderful about heaven, you know, there's something inside us as human beings, we like new things. It could be a new shirt, new pair of shoes, could be a new place you're going on vacation. I mean, there's something about us that likes new. God has made us that way, and in heaven He says, behold, I'm making all things new. So God is continually doing things, different things. And in this scripture, it says, now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? Can you not see it? You know what can happen to us is we can see and not really see what's important. A few years back, I was preaching in Arizona at a pastor's conference. And at the time, I was getting to that age where, you know, you got to start wearing glasses and all. And so they hooked me up with a contact. It was monovision. It was one contact in one eye so I could read. And because I really didn't have any needs distance-wise. So I'm preaching in this setting. It was a message I'd never preached before to pastors. And so as I'm talking, all of a sudden, my contact pops out of my eye. And I'm like in the middle of the message, and I instantly can't see one thing on my notes. I can't see one thing. So now all of a sudden, I can see the people, and I can see them wondering what in the world is going on. And I'm trying from that point on to just wing the whole thing. You know, sometimes you can see, but you can't see what you really need to see, right? And when you can't, it's not going to go as well for you as it would if you could see. Yeah. You know what happens to us in our human condition? We can have all kinds of vision problems. We can find ourselves in situations and places where we're not seeing what it is that God wants us to see. I mean, you can go to your optometrist and he can talk to you about nearsightedness, where what happens is distant objects appear blurred. You know, there are some people, they can see what's in front of their face, but they can't see ahead. And then there's some people that are farsighted, and they can see distant objects very clearly. You can talk to them about what God is doing in the future, but they don't see what God is doing today. And then you have some people and they're colorblind and everything looks the same. And so when you talk to them about church, they're like, well, if you talk about a conference or you talk about it, let's just church. They see everything the same because they're not seeing what God is doing. And then sometimes some people can have tunnel vision where all they see is just a very narrow window of what it is that God is doing in their life or what God is doing in the church. And the purpose of Vision Sunday is that all of us would have the eyes of our heart open and our mind illuminated that you and I might understand exactly what God is doing in a greater way, not just in the church, but in our lives, because if He's doing something in the church, He's doing something in our lives. If God is working in this church, and He is, and you're a part of it, then God wants to do something in your life powerfully. He's working. And so we've been talking about what is it that God is doing and how is it that he is working. And I want to just remind us of some of those basic things that we know God is doing. And as we go into 2017, that we're believing God to do, and maybe add a bit of clarification, explanation, a little added depth to the picture of what God is doing. First of all, God is reaching the lost and he's building his church. It's so exciting. Week after week after week, we're watching the kingdom of God advance. We're watching God do some amazing things. We're watching the Lord reach the lost. Already in January of this year, we've had 224 people make decisions for Christ and 226 have been baptized. That's awesome, isn't it? Just last week, 52 people coming forward on Sunday and 35 people baptized. We're seeing the Lord touch people's hearts. And you know what? In this area, in the greater Springfield area, there are tens of thousands of people who don't know Jesus. And so we're about reaching the lost. We're about seeing people come to know Christ. And I'm believing, I'm praying that God will help us to see more people come to know him than we've ever seen in the history of James River. And then we understand that he's calling us to participate in the Great Commission through the planting of churches. And you know what's interesting? The Proverbs says this in Proverbs chapter 4, I believe it is. I don't have the verse for this screen, but it's the path of the righteous grows brighter and brighter day by day, like the morning dawn. In other words, what God does is God gradually unveils his will, shows us what he's going to do. And we've watched that happen in our missions giving. You know, back in 2013, we planted 100 churches in Siberia, and in 2 weeks we'll be giving you an update on that. It's so exciting to see what is happening, how God has worked there. It was strategic. It was a moment in time, because you know what's happened with the changes in the Russian government? If you don't have land, if you hadn't purchased property, there are restrictions on you that are not on you if you have land. Because of you, because of your generosity, because of God opening the door and people having vision to see what God was doing, land was bought, churches were established that today are functioning and are growing in a way that would not have happened if it hadn't been for the people who had vision in this place to make a difference in the world. It's amazing, isn't it? We planted Summit Park Church up in Lee's Summit, and Scott and Jen Obremski, the Lord has graced them and helped them, and they're running between 1,300 and 1,400. They're adding services. They're trying to decide what to do. That just in 3 years' time, what God has done is absolutely amazing. Then in 2014, we did an initiative in Iran where we funded people to go in, and they're a part of building essentially the underground church in Iran, and people are getting saved. It's very, very exciting. And then in 2015, 100 house churches across the island nation of Cuba. So exciting to watch the way God is using those churches, the way God is giving them a grace and giving them a favor, because you had the vision to see what God was doing. I look back and I see how God has helped us. Last year we said we're going to plant churches, 40 different churches, and so we planted churches in the U.S., and you can see the cities where we planted them, and then we planted churches overseas and around the world in places like Vanuatu and Morocco and Kenya and Brazil and Mexico and Canada and Siberia and Italy, all these different places. And then in a couple weeks, we're going to be sharing with you about the opportunity to plant churches in Ukraine to reach the Tatar people, one of the world's unreached people groups, to be able to go in there and plant 10 churches there, and then to go into Myanmar and to plant 10 churches there, and to see what God is going to do as we're planting churches in these various places. A third thing that we're excited about in 2017 is the difference God is leading us to make in the north side of Springfield. You look at what he's doing. You look at how he's gone before us on the north campus honestly to look back and to realize that in November of 2015, actually in October of 2015, as pastors, you know, we pray once a month, and so we're praying on our prayer list. We had a new James River church plant. We didn't really know where it would be. And then in November, we're saying, okay, on the north side, we're praying. And then to watch in January of 2016, we get this beautiful piece of ground, and so we're announcing, hey, we're going to launch a church and ultimately build there. But then God opens the door for us to be able to purchase the building where the north campus is, and he opened the door for us to purchase it at a very advantageous price. I mean, the Lord has gone before us. And now that building is filling up, that campus is filling up, but we're looking over at the east and we're saying, God has plans for that piece of ground. I can't wait to see what God is going to do there. But you're watching the Lord give grace, go before us as we're reaching into the north side. You look at the preschool academy, which is essentially the James River preschool model, because our test scores are so high at our campuses here that when we were talking to our Springfield superintendent of schools, he said, if you could take that and put that in zone one, that would be meaningful. If you could have it for families, low-income families, and be able to provide that to them at no cost. Here's the thing. You can't educate people out of poverty. You can't just educate children and expect there to be a change. That's part of it. But people need, they don't need a handout. They need a hand up, and they need relationship to do that. And most of all, they need a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what Preschool Academy is all about. God helping us in a very strategic way to be able to touch families, to make a difference. And I believe the Lord is going to go before us. He's put in our heart that not only, yes, partner with churches, but to do it on the scale that we feel a heart and a burden to do. It's going to take more than just a place here and a place there. We're believing that the Lord is going to give us the opportunity, and architects drawn the plans. You say, you've drawn the plans, do you have the money? No. He donated the plans. We're praying that God is going to help us to be able to find a location in Northwest Springfield, that God is going to raise up donors from within the community to be able to fund the construction of a freestanding preschool academy that will offer preschool education to low-income families at no cost. It's a huge undertaking. It's a God-sized dream. It's a God-sized vision. But we're going to pray and believe God's going to do something amazing. Amen. You watch what's happening with the conferences, and God is going before us with the men's conference. Just think of it, to have a men's arena. Listen, we met this last year with some of the largest churches in the country inviting us, saying, listen, we would like your know-how on how to do a men's conference, because you have the biggest one in the country. That's them saying it, not us. We're sharing what we know, but now God is going before us into JQH Arena. And think of it, the favor we have with the professional athletes, the favor that we have with the speakers and with the community to be able to do that kind of conference. I believe God's going to change the lives of men and boys, that he's going to raise up men who are going to be mighty in the land, who are going to be men of God at where they work, in their home, as fathers. It's going to make a big difference. And then you've got the women's conference, and I mean, my goodness, to be able to fill this place up, to be able to fill up JQH, to be having people saying, can you do it overseas, and to have God go before us in the translation of Debbie's book, and all that we're seeing happening, it's absolutely amazing. In fact, just this week, we heard that Debbie's book's going to be translated into Farsi. That's the language in Iran. It's amazing. You watch what God is doing in the conferences. And you see the way God is going before us, and honestly, it's breathtaking. And then the last thing is to be able to disciple people. And when I think of all that he's doing, and then I think as a pastor of what needs to be done here, this fifth area is maybe the single most important area. Because in the bottom line, Jesus said, go and make disciples. The strength of James River will never be measured by the crowds this church can draw. It will be measured by our ability to disciple individuals and to help them grow to be more like Jesus. And so this is what Grow Track is about. That God has called every person, that before you were born, before I was born, God not only willed our creation, but willed it with a purpose and created us with gifts to fulfill his purpose. And it's only when you and I really understand the calling of God, the work of God, the will of God, and his creating us with a purpose and gifts to achieve that purpose, that we really come into that place of living life full on for God. That's what Grow Track's about. We're going to take every single current volunteer through Grow Track. We're going to take the leadership team through it more than once because we so believe in it. And this is actually a change to the inner working, the DNA of James River, if you will, because we want everybody to go through Grow Track. We want everybody to understand Grow Track because we want everybody to live absolutely the most powerful, impacting life they can possibly live for the glory of God and for his pleasure and presence to work in their life. So we're very excited about it. And you'll be hearing more about it, but this is going to be a multi-year process of taking everybody through it, but it starts this year. And we're so excited. Now listen, when we talk about vision and we talk about Vision Sunday, God's doing something really, really wonderful. So if you're at the West Campus, if you're at the North Campus, you're watching online, God not only has a vision for the church, he not only has a vision for James River Church, but he has a vision for you. You were created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which he ordained in advance for you to do.